Good morning and good chodesh, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf ayin gimel. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of daf ayin gimel amud aleph. Today's shir is sponsored by a whole bunch of people, by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadin for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, as well as by the Klein family for Refuah Shleima, for Esther Rachel Basim Aliva, Shishtav Refuah Shleima, B'soch Shar, Chola Yisrael, also by Avishai Newman, in honor of the yahrzeit of his father, Chaim Naftali ben Rav Yaakov Shlomo, whose yahrzeit is today, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We miss him very, very much. It's also sponsored by the Gross family, the Zecher Nishmas Chanaleah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehuda ben Rav Nachum, Chayaleah Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem ben Shmayo, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. Also by the Shark Tank podcast, a podcast about the challenges and opportunities of being a Ben Torah in the workforce. It's a wonderful listen. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other platforms. And also by Moshe Bookbinder, Lili Nishmas, his grandmother, Sarah Bas Rav Yochanan, Sanya Fink, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So, Beis Hashem, what we're going to learn about today is first, the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph is going to talk about cases where you're allowed to kill someone in order to prevent a crime from happening. And the Gemara is going to discuss, how do I know that you could be matzil a rodef b'nafsho? And we're going to have three different possibilities of how we know that if you see someone, rodef achaver lahargo, that you're allowed to save him from committing that crime by killing him. The Gemara is then going to discuss the obligation to save somebody who's in danger in general, that if you see someone who's drowning or who's in danger in some other way, that there's an obligation not to stand idly by to do something about it. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we derive from psukim when nitan latzilim b'nafsho and when not nitan latzilim b'nafsho. Which types of averos do we kill a person before he gets a chance to do, and which types of averos do we not kill a person before he gets a chance to do? The Gemara is then going to discuss the machlokas tanaim and try to explain the machlokas tanaim. What if a man is attacking a woman and the woman says, "Hanichulo, leave him alone." Do you still kill the guy or do you not? And then the Gemara at the very end of the daf is going to talk about how it could be. It's going to raise the question that if you can kill someone who's about to be boel chayave krisos, a woman who is chayav kares for being with, why then does the perpetrator of such an attack have to pay kanas? Whatever happened to come lebidrab mine? Meaning, if you're allowed to kill him at that moment, he's chayiv misa at that moment. So how could he also incur a chiyuv of kanas at that very moment? And the Gemara is going to have five answers to that question: three on the bottom of Amud Beis, two on the top of Amud Aleph. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the top of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The following people, you're allowed to save them. Pashtus means, Rashi writes, save them from doing the Avera. Meaning, who are you saving? The guy you're killing, ironically, is the guy that you're saving. You're not saving his life, you're killing him. You're saving him from an Avera. So you're allowed to save him from the Avera by killing him. Tosus writes that you cannot save, the Mishnah means, saving the victim, saving the nirdaf, because the Seifa mentions the Seifa talks about a case of a guy who's about to commit bestiality. So it's not shaykh to say lashon of hatzalah that you're saving the behema. So it must be that it means saving the rodef and not the nirdaf. But Tosus points out, we are going to have a brisa today that says nara amurasa nitan lahatzi la bin nafsho, that the nara amurasa is being attacked by a man who's raping her, so you're allowed to save her bin nafsho. Sounds like the saving is really about the victim and not about saving the criminal from the potential crime. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Aleph Halacha Vav writes, Kol Yisrael mitzuvin lahatzil hanirdaf miyad arodev, that every Jew is obligated to save the nirdaf from the rodef, filu b'nafsho shel rodef, even if it comes at the expense of the life of the rodef. So it sounds like that second side of Tosos, the nitan la'atzilo, is really about the nirdaf and not the rodef. Okay, but let's assume like Rashi, ve'ilein shevetzilo sabenafsho, the following people, you're allowed to save them from committing a crime by killing them. Harodef achaver la'argo, if you see someone chasing after someone else to kill him. V'achar ha'zachar, you see someone chasing after a Zachar to commit Mishkav Zachar. Vachar Naram Rasa, someone who's about to be Ma'anes, a Naram Rasa, or any of the other arayos for which one is Chayiv Kares or one is Chayiv Mises Beisdin. Aval harode v'achar behema. But if you see someone is about to commit bestiality v'mechalas haShabbos, or a person is about to be mechalas Shabbos, right? And you see someone is about to get in your neighbor is about to get in his car in Shabbos, so you're not allowed to just shoot him at point blank range to stop him from getting in his car in Shabbos, right? That's not nitan latzilu b'nafsho. V'ovir avodus chavim, and a person is ovir avodazara, he's about to do ein matzilu nosam b'nafshan. In those cases, you're not allowed to save them, even though these are crimes for which, with Eidim Asra, there's a Chiv Misa for these cases, but you're not allowed to prevent the crime by killing the person. The Gemara is going to discuss, well, how do you make the first list and how do you make the second list? How do I know when you are allowed to take the law into your own hands and prevent, not even take the law into your hands, to prevent the crime from happening by killing a person? And how do I know when you're not allowed to? So we'll see that soon. But first, says Gemara Tana Rabban, we have a Braisa. How do I know that if you see someone about to kill somebody else, that you're allowed to kill the potential murderer? Because the Pasuk says, you may not stand idly by when someone else's blood is in danger, when someone else's life is at stake. So Frekta Gemara, that's how I know Nita Natsila Benafsho. Vahalla Hachiudasa. Is that what that pasuk is really there to teach me? Haimi Bayle Lichatanya. I already need that pasuk to tell me something else entirely. Minayin Laros Khaveru Shutovea Benar, O Chayagorarto, O Listin Bayinalov. How do I know that if I see someone in danger, nothing to do with killing anybody? I see that someone is in danger and I have the ability to save them. Shuchayv Latsilo. Meaning if someone's drowning, I'm a lifeguard. How do I know that I need to utilize my skills in order to try to save them? Even though I'm not a trained lifeguard, if I think I have a chance of saving them, I shouldn't stand idly by and say, well, I never passed the course. If I have a chance, if I think I have a chance to save them, I have to go and have to do whatever I can. Because the Pasuk says, so that's what the Pasuk is teaching me. So you can't then make a leap and say, oh, and also teaches me I'm allowed to kill somebody who's about to commit a crime to save him from doing that crime. I'm allowed to kill the potential murderer. That's a big leap from a case of a guy drowning. So says, you're right, is used for that case. So how do I know Nitan Atzil Benafsho? Second possibility. Asim b'kal v'chomer min nara marasa. We learn from a kal v'chomer from nara marasa. Ma nara marasa shloba elo lepogma. If by nara marasa, her life is not at stake, it's only her pegam, meaning he's going to ruin her besulim, he's going to be embarrassed, or he's going to be mezalzel her, but he's not going to take, he's going to cause her tremendous emotional trauma, but he's not going to kill her, she'll still be alive, and nevertheless, amratora nitil natzila benaf, you're still allowed to save her from that attack by killing the potential rapist. So rodev achaver lahargo. So if someone is chasing after someone to kill them, to actually take their life, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so you're allowed to kill the guy in order to prevent him from committing that crime. Now Tosa says, well, wait a second, is that really such a kal v'chomer? What's the onesh for nara marasa? The onesh for nara marasa is skila. What's the onesh for someone who kills somebody? It's sayev. So you're going to tell me, oh, if I'm allowed to prevent someone from a chi of skila, from an isser skila, by killing them, kal v'chomer, I'm allowed to prevent them from a chi of sayef? Why is that a kal v'chomer? Sayef is less. Meaning, rape is a worse crime than murder. So maybe it's not a good kal v'chomer. So Tosa says, no, the onesh of nara is a more chomer onesh. But we're not being done this kal v'chomer on the aveira. We're being done the kal v'chomer on the pagam. Meaning, ein hachinami, it's a worse aveira. It may be that raping an nara marasa is a worse crime than murder. But the pagam caused to the victim is certainly much worse when it comes to murder, because the victim is no longer after murder. Whereas the victim can still live and recuperate to some degree and live a productive life and do things afterwards, when it comes to someone being ma'ane, somebody else. So says Gemara, okay, so now I know what the source is for the fact that I'm allowed to kill someone who's about to kill somebody else. So it's a kal v'chomer from Naram Rasa. So frankly, Gemara, v'chion shemin adin, you're allowed to be ma'anish someone, you're allowed to give someone an onesh of killing them. based on a kal v'chomer. We have a Gemara Makos that has a limud that ain't onshin min adin. It's based on the pasuk about boel achoso, that choso she bas aviv ubas imo. The Torah says that someone who's boel achoso, who's bas aviv or bas imo, is chayiv misa. So kal v'chomer that if it's both bas aviv ubas imo, that they're chayiv misa. So why does the Torah have to spell out both bas aviv and bas imo? Because einon shin min adin, eino chinami. It's a glata kal v'chomer, but you cannot learn an onesh from a kal v'chomer. Now the Behuda and the Aruch Liner both raise the same kasha over here. This is onesh. Einon shin min adin means typically that Beis Din cannot give someone malchus based on the kal v'chomer alone or misa. Over here, it's taking the law into your own hands. This is happening on the street. You're walking on the street and you see in the alley that someone's about to kill somebody else, and you go and you shoot them. That's called onesh. That's not onesh. That's just doing it's just saving somebody in the moment. So the Nodav Yudah says that the Gemara is assuming like the sheet of Rav Chista, which we're going to see, who assumes that Ataka is an onesh, that this is in fact considered an onesh. So the Gemara, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that we do consider this to be an onesh. But anyway, but this rejects possibility number two of how we know that you're allowed to be matzil, a potential rodef binafsho. So again, possibility number one was from Lo Saman al-Dam Reacha. We said, no, we already need Lo Saman al-Dam Reacha to teach me that I'm chayiv to save a drowning victim. So possibility number two is I learned from Naram Rasa. I said, not good enough, because you can't learn onesh from a kal v'chomer. So third possibility, Dibei Rebbe Tana, Hekeshahu, that we learned from a Hekesh, that in the Parsha of the onus of a Naram Rasa, it says, Ulu Nara Lo Sasa Davar, Ein Lenara Chet Maves, and the Pasuk goes on to say, Ki Kasher Yakum Ishal Re'ehu Urut Sachon Nafesh, Kena Davar Hazeh, that nothing happens to the Nara. She's a victim over here. She wasn't doing anything. This was being done against her will. So just like the Torah makes an equation, just like when someone attacks someone else to kill them, you don't do anything to the victim. They're not responsible for anything. So too, a rape victim is not responsible for anything. You don't say, oh, she participated in an act of bia, and it takes two to have an act of bia, and therefore, no, there's no onus. She didn't do anything. So the pasuk shan in the pasuk is the Torah is comparing Naram Rasa, who is Nanas, to a nirtzach. That just like the nirtzach, it was against his will, and therefore, obviously, he wouldn't be subject to any punishment. So to the Naram Rasa is not subject to any punishment. Why does the pasuk have to bring the example of a rotzeach and a nirtzach? Do we need to learn from a nirtzach that a Naram Rasa didn't do anything wrong? The pasuk already said Lenara Lo Sasa Davar. Once it says Lenara Lo Sasa Davar, obviously it means that she didn't do anything wrong. So why do I need this example? Why do I need this imagery of a nirtzach? It's telling me that it looks like it's coming to teach something, but it's actually coming to learn something. That even though the din of rotzeach is written l'chora in this parsha to somehow shed light on the parsha of Naram Rasa, it's really the other way around. That Naram Rasa sheds light on rotzeach as follows: Makish rotzeach l'Naram Rasa. That just like an Aram Rasa, you're allowed to save her by killing the potential rapist, so too by a Rotzeach, you're allowed to save the person by killing the potential murderer. So although the pasuk gives you the indication that we're bringing in Rotzeach into the parasha of Naram Rasa to teach me something about Naram Rasa, it's actually the reverse. The reason the Torah equates Rotzeach to Naram Rasa is to teach me something about Rotzeach, namely that nitzal natzil b'nafsho. So it says, but v'narim rasa gufa minalan. Where do I know that you're allowed to save the narim rasa by killing the guy? Great, I can learn rotzeach from there, but how do I know there? How do I know by narim rasa? So k'tan d'be Rabbi Shmuel, we know from t'an d'be Rabbi Shmuel, t'an d'be Rabbi Shmuel, it said that they learned to Rabbi Shmuel's bismedrish by narim rasa that she's petura, if she's pata from anything, if it was an ones, it says ve'ein moshiyala, because she was crying out and no one was there to save her. So hayesh moshiyala, but the implication is, had there been someone there to save her, the cult of Shia Chaloshia, he would have to do so by whatever means possible, even if it means killing the fellow who's attacking her. So gufa. Now let's go back to the discussion we had before about lo samar al dam reacha, meaning of the three we had three explanations of how it is that we know that you're allowed to save a rotzeach by killing him before he commits his ritzicha. The first explanation was from lo samar al dam reacha, but we said no, I already need lo samar al dam reacha. Teach me that you're obligated to save a drowning victim. So gufa, let's go back to that discussion of saving a drowning victim. How do I know that if you see someone drowning in the river, or you see he's being attacked by a wild beast, or listen by the love, or you see that bandits are about to attack him, that you need to save the fellow, which teaches me that you can't stand there and watch someone die, you have to do something about it. So, is that where I learned that din from? I learned it from a different pasuk. How do I know that I know that I have a din of Hashavas Aveda when a person loses an object? How do I know that if he's about to lose his physical body, meaning he's in danger, that I also need to return him his physical health and safety? Tamalomar Vashevosolo. It's from the pasuk Vashevosolo that you have to return his body to him. So the Rashi explains that it's from the extra lashon in the pasuk in the Aveda. It already said v'im lo karav achicha elecha lo yadato v'asafta al toch b'secha v'ayimcha adrosh achicha. So they have to pick up the Aveda and hang on to it until someone comes looking for it. It didn't have to answer, it didn't have to add Vashevosolo. So it must be Vashevosolo is coming to tell me not about something else, not about Avedas Mamono, but about Avedas Gufo. Tosus understands just the word lo that's extra, meaning obviously Vashevoso, you need to return the item that you picked up. So what's lo to him? Who do you think you're returning it to? Obviously you're returning it to, so it's teaching me, no, you're returning him to him, that if a person is about to lose his life. So the Gemara's kasha is, why are you telling me that I learned the din that I'm not allowed to stand idly by if someone is in danger from lo samar al dam reacha? Don't I learn it from Vashevosolo, from the din of Hashavas Aveda? So says Mari, Ime Hasam, have I only learned it from Vashevosolo, have Amina Hani Mili Benafshe, Aval Mitrach Megar Agure Imalo? I would think that I have to trouble myself to do something about it, but to hire someone to save you, if it's going to cost me money out of pocket, I would think that I don't have to do. So Kamash Mulan, that's why it says, Lo Samar Al Dam Reacha, teach me that it's a Lo Saseh, and I have to do whatever I can, even if it means hiring someone, even if it means paying for it, I need to do whatever I can to save somebody else's life. I mean, I mentioned in the past, I know a guy who became frum because of this halacha. He's Bal Tshuva. He said that he was in law school one day, and he heard in Cordoza that there was a class that sounded interesting with Rabbi David Bleich about Jewish law. No real interest, but he figured he'll try it out. And he said that the day earlier he was in a different class and he learned about the Good Samaritan law, that you're not going to get punished for trying to help somebody. You're not going to, within reason, you're not going to something like that. And he thought, wow, what a moral, ethical country that we live in, that we try to encourage people to help, that they're not going to be sued if they see someone on the side of a highway and they try their best to help out. So and then the next day, he was in Rabbi Bleich's Jewish law class, and he heard about the din of Lo Samar Al Dam Reacha, that not only you're not going to get sued, but that you're obligated. You're not allowed to just drive by if you see someone in distress. You have to help the person. And he said that it never occurred to him that there's a morality that's higher. And he went over to Rabbi Bleich afterwards and he said, can you tell me a little more? And he said, slowly. It didn't happen like in the moment, like he didn't immediately, but slowly over time. He became from a guy who lives in the Five Towns. So anyway, this is a fascinating Gemara, this idea of Lo Samar, of Lo Samar Al Dam Reacha, meaning, What are the limits of that? If it's really derived from Hashavas Aveda, right? So the Minchas Chinuch has an unbelievable chiddush. Minchas Chinuch says, what if a person is committing suicide? Do you have an obligation to save him from suicide, Rachman al-Islan? So Minchas Chinuch says, well, if it's about Hashavas Aveda, there's a din by Hashavas Aveda that an Aveda midas, you don't have to return. Meaning, if I see someone throwing out something that has value, but they're getting rid of it. They don't want it anymore. So I'm allowed to go take it off the curb and keep it for myself. They're throwing out an old couch. So I'm allowed to say, okay, I'll take that old couch and use it. That's, so there's nothing wrong with that. So if a person is throwing out his own life, so if it's based on Hashavas Aveda, you carry over those halachos, so then there would be no obligation to save a person who's committing suicide. So in the Klei Chemda, he quotes this Minchas Chinuch, and he says Minchas Chinuch missed a Tshuvas Meram Rutenberg. There's a Tshuvas Meram Rutenberg in Siman Lamed Tes who writes about Tzorchei Ya'ir that they do because of Sakana, meaning that they force everybody to pay their portion in order to protect the city, and no one's allowed to say, well, I'm not worried about Sakana. So he quotes our Gemara from the Pasuk that if you see someone drowning, you have to go save him, you have to hire people to save him, and he says it's a Dover Pashut that even if the guy is saying Al Tatileni, you still have to save him. I mean, even the guy is saying, it's not worth it, I'd rather die, I'm not interested, my life is terrible, still you have to go and save him. And then he'll have to pay for whatever expenses you incurred in saving him. It wasn't even Ola Al Das for the Maram Rutenberg that someone who's committing suicide, that there wouldn't be an obligation to save him. So he said, Minchas Chinuch, Klei Chemda points out, Minchas Chinuch missed enough in the Tshuva Maram Rutenberg, and probably passing like the Maram Rutenberg. The Chida in Birka Yosef says you could be Mechal Shabbos to be Matzil someone who's Ma'avid Atzmel Adas. So a person's committing suicide, it's Pikuach Nefesh, you could be Mechal Shabbos. And he says there was a Maisa of a guy who found a skula in a Sefer Ksav Yad from an Adam Gadol from the Rishonim, that they wrote the skula on a Kameya, and he would give the water the magic waters to someone who drank poison, and the person would vomit and he'd become healthy again, some sort of school. And it happened a few times that a depressed person would drink Sama Mavis, would try to poison themselves, and this guy would write a Kameya and would get the guy to vomit up whatever he drank and would save him. And it was Lel Shabbos Kodesh that a Nari Yisraelis drank a Sama Mavis, a young girl, and they began, and it was clear she was about to die, and this guy came on Lel Shabbos and he wrote the Kameya for the Nara, and she vomited and she was brought back. She survived the suicide attempt. And on Shabbos, it became known what was done, and everyone started screaming at him. He's Mechal Shabbos. How could he do that? He's being Kosev on Shabbos. And he said, what are you talking about? Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So they said, yeah, but this is Aveda Skufa. She's Aveda Midas. She's doing it. So the Chida writes a long tshuva about whether you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, the Tzorach Pikuach Nefesh, but he doesn't discuss about Aveda Midas, about the fact that she was committing suicide. That's irrelevant. Of course you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for that. What he discusses is another fascinating topic, which is Pikuach Nefesh, when the Hatzalah is Biderech Segula, meaning this wasn't a medical intervention. He wrote a Kameya and mixed it with water and that and gave her to drink, and that was magic water. So when the Hatzalah is Biderech Segula, right, there's tshuvas about this, are you allowed to go in a car and drive to your Hasidic Rebbe to daven for a Chol HaShiyish B'Sakana on Shabbos? So it's not a Hatzalah in the physical realm, it's a Hatzalah Biderech Segula, so whether you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for that. So that's what the Chida spends a lot of time on. Ramosha has a tshuva in Yerdei Chelek Beis Siman Kufay in Dalit, where he says Chalila to Paschal like this Minchas Chinuch, that if someone is Ma'avid Atzmel Adas, of course, a person has to save them and even be Mechal Shabbos to do so. The Poskim have another discussion to what cost, to what extent do we say L'samer Adam Re'echa? Do you have to give a limb in order to be L'samer Adam Re'echa? Meaning, let's say you could save somebody else's life without costing your own life. All you got to do is give a kidney to the other person. Are you obligated to do that? Would we go that far to say L'samer Adam Re'echa? What about a piece of your liver, right? Would you go that far to say L'samer Adam Re'echa? So the poskim discusses in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Siman Kufin and Zayin, says for all the averus in the Torah except for Avodah Zarah Gilurei Shvichus Damim, if we say Avor Al Echad Mehem Val Yeharig, so and it's Betzina, the halacha is Yavor Val Yeharig. So the Rama writes, and if you're able to save, to save yourself with anything that you have, you have to give everything that you have in order not to violate a lo sase. Meaning, as far as your life, you don't have to give your life in order to violate a lo sase. But you do have to give all your money in order to violate a lo sase. You have to give everything that you have in order to violate a lo sase. So the Shach writes that if there's sakanas ever, it's sarach iyun, which category that falls in. Meaning, I know that you don't have to give your life to avoid violating Chil Shabbos, let's say. But I know you have to give up all your money to avoid violating Chil Shabbos. Do you have to give a limb in order to avoid violating Chil Shabbos? Is that like your life, or is that like your money? So the Shach is mesupak about that. So the Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that a person does not need to cut off an Eiver, a limb of his body, in order to avoid violating Lo Samar Adam Re'echa. Meaning a Lo Sase would be, you can't watch as someone else is in danger and is going to die. So Rav Moshe says, you don't, Sakanas Eiver, you don't have to do. So it's a question whether that's really called Sakanas Eiver. On the one hand, they're removing an actual Eiver from a person's body. On the other hand, it's an Eiver that a person doesn't need, right? It's if the liver is going to grow back with a lot of pain and a lot of recovery or whatever, or the kidney, a person can function perfectly normally with one kidney. There are some people that are born with one kidney and they don't even realize until they try to donate a kidney. So a person can function perfectly with one kidney. So it's, where would we fall on that? So most of the poskim say it's not a chiyuv. You can't say that l'samen adam re'echa applies, but a great mitzvah. It's a very, very great mitzvah. Rabbi Trump just donated a kidney this week. So the headline, Trump donates a kidney. So it's clickbait, everyone. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayitin. Tan Rabbanan, Echra Rode Vachar Chaver Lahargo. Someone is chasing after someone else to kill him. Vachar Zachar, or someone's chasing after a Zachar from Mishkav Zachar. Vachar Naram Rasa, he's chasing a Naram Rasa to be Ma'aniser. Vachar Chayav Mises Beisdin, he's chasing after various Arayos for which your Chayav Mises Beisdin. Vachar Chayav Ikrisus, or various Arayos for which your Chayav Kares. In all those cases, Matzilin Osan Benafsho. You're allowed to kill the guy before he commits the crime. But someone who's Rodef after other arayos that are only asr belav, like almana l'koyin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hadyot, an almana to a koyin gadol or a grusha v'chalutza to a regular koyin, then ain't matzilin asam benafsho. Then you're not allowed to prevent that crime by killing the person. Nevdaba avera, if the avera of arayos already happened, ain't matzilin asam benafsho. Meaning if you show up a little too late and the guy was nebuch already ma'anes the naram rasa, you cannot then take out your gun and shoot him, right? You can be meyid, you can call the cops, you could, but you cannot, at that point it's too late. Yesh la Moshia, if there's some other way to save her without killing the guy, then ain't matzilin asam benafsho, then you're also not allowed to kill the guy. Rabbi Yehuda omer afa omer es hanichlo, then Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you want to save her and the woman is saying, no, leave him alone, do not try to save me, shelo yargena, and the reason she's saying that is because she's afraid that her attacker is going to kill her before you successfully kill him. So then listen to her. You have to trust her assessment of the situation and not try to kill the attacker. So minani mili, how do I know these dinim? So says Mar Amakra, because the pasuk says l'nara losas davar ein l'nara chet maves. Once it says l'nara losas davar, we don't do anything to the nara. Obviously, I know she doesn't have a chet maves. So we darshan each word in this pasuk. Nar, the way it's spelled is nunai in reish without the hay. So that teaches me zazachar, that if a person is about to commit mishkav zachar, that you're allowed to kill him. Na'ara, the way it's said with the way we read it with, as if it had a hey, zo naram rasa. That teaches me someone attacking naram rasa, they allow to kill him. Chet, elu chayav ekrisus. Chet teaches me that someone who's about to commit an arayos of chayav ekrisus. Maves, elu chayav misas bezdin. And maves teaches me that if he's about to commit one of the arayos for which there's a misas bezdin. So in all those cases, nita natzilu benafsho. So it says more, kol hani lamali, why does the pasuk need a separate ribui for each of these things? So tzrichi, we need all of them. Dikas rachman Nar, had it only told me about Nar, about Mishkav Zachar, Mishum Tlavorche, I would say, yeah, that you need to prevent because it's an unnatural pairing. It's an unnatural thing. So the bizayon of the victim when not only was a person raped, but he was raped in Mishkav Zachar, that's a horrific bizayon. Aval Nara to Urcha, but Nara, where it's quite terrible, but it's at least a natural pairing of male and female, say, Emalo, I would say that there's no heter to be Matzal Benafsho. because Rachman Na'ara, and if it only would have said Na'ara, Mishum Dekapadla, because there's a physical change in her body, her Basulim is being removed. Aval Na'ar, Delo Kapagim Le, but when it's Mishkav Zachar, there's no permanent Pagam in his body, there's no change in his physicality. Say Emalo, so I would think maybe you're not allowed to kill the perpetrator, the potential perpetrator. Vikas Rachman Ahani, and had the Torah only told me about Mishkav Zachar and Na'am Rasa, and would not have had a riboy to tell me about the other arayos, I would have said that it's only by Na'am Rasa and Mishkav Zachar, Mishum Dahaila Vorchehu, Valkapagumla, because each one has something about them that makes it so terrible. The Zachar because it's Lavorche, and the Na'am Rasa because it's a Pagam. Aval Shara Rayos Durchayu, but other Arayos which are Orche, which are a male female pairing, and Velo Nafish Pigmayu, and it doesn't leave a physical, permanent physical change in the person, say Malo. I would think that you're not allowed to kill the person to save him from violating the Savera. So Kas Rachman Chait. That's why it says Chait. Because Rachman Chait, and had it said Chait and not Mavas, Hava Minah Filu Chayav Ilavin. I would think even for Chayav Ilavin that you find out that that a Kohen is about to marry a Grusha. So I would think that you're allowed to kill him so that he doesn't marry the Grusha. So Kas Rachman Mavas. That's why it says Mavas. No, it's got to be something that's a capital crime. If he's just violating a law, then this does not apply. Because Rachman Mavas, if had it said Mavas and not chait, hava amina chayav emisus beizdin in chayav ekrisus lo. I would think yes for chayav emisus beizdin, but no for chayav ekrisus. So kas rachmana chait. That's why it has to say chait. So frak the gemara v'lichtav rachmana chait maves v'lo bayinar v'nara. Once it tells me that you're allowed to kill a person who's about to violate our rayos of chayav ekrisus and chayav emisus beizdin, I then don't need a limud that you're allowed to kill a person who's about to violate Mishkav Zachar and Aram Rasa, right? Is about to attack a Zachar and Aram Rasa. It would already be derived from that. It's already included in Kares and Mises Bezdin. Both of those are Mises Bezdin. So obviously you're allowed to do it. So it says Mar Enochinami. You're right. From the words Chet Maves, we would know about Naram Rasa and Zachar as well. Vel Nar Na'ara. So what do I learn from Nar from the and the extra hay of Na'ara in terms of the way that it's pronounced? One to be memayit an ovid avod zara that you can't save him with you can't save with the nefesh of the rotzeach. You can't save the person who's about to be ovid avod zara by killing the person who's about to be ovid avod zara. V'chad mutay behem of the Shabbos. And the other is to teach me that if someone is about to commit bestiality or chilul Shabbos, that you're also not allowed to kill them. Tosfos asks, chad l'mutei ovid avod zara. Okay, so that's one word to tell me one miyut. V'chad l'mutei behema v'shabbos. And the other one is to teach me two different things. How do you derive two miyutim from the same word? So he says it's more mistaver. Tells the Dibra Maschul Chad that Shabbos is come from the same miyut as Avodah Zarah and Behema from the other miyut. The Aruch Liner explains that Avodah Zarah were memayit from the word Na'ara because it says that it's considered that there's a pagam, and by Na'ara there's a pagam as well. By Behema and Shabbos that don't have a pagam were memayit from the word Na'ar because by Na'ar there's also no pagam. But so the Aruch Liner just assumes that this is the more proper pairing of the two. But okay, so says Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Domer Ovid Avod Zacham Nitan Asil Ben Afshal Lameli. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that you taka are allowed to save someone from committing Avodah Zarah by killing them. So why do I need two miyutim? So Chalamutei Behema, Chalamutei Shabbos. One to be Ma'id Behema, one to be Ma'id Shabbos. Salka Daita Chamina, Teisei Shabbos, Mechilul Chilul Me Avod Zachavim. I might have thought that we could derive Shabbos from a gzeru shavav chilul chilul by avodah zara. That is the we should learn the din of mechal Shabbos with a gzeru shavav from an ovid avodah zara. That just like you can kill someone who's about to be ovid avodah zara according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, so too you can kill someone who's about to be mechal Shabbos. So that's why the Torah tells me that no, you're not allowed to kill someone who's about to be mechal Shabbos. Well, the Rabbi Lasser, Rabbi Shimon, Damer mechal Shabbos nitan latzil benafsho dasi Shabbos chilul chilul meavodah zchav meikul neimar. What about Rabbi Lasser, Rabbi Shimon, who takes his father's teaching, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's teaching, that you're allowed to save someone, you're allowed to kill someone who's about to violate avodah zara, and then extends it and says, and I learn chilul chilul that you're also allowed to kill someone Well, then what do I do with the two miyutim? So one is to teach me that you're not allowed to kill someone who's about to do bestiality. And the other one, and the other miyut is not really a separate miyut. Once the Torah says nar, it has to. We need a kri and a ksiv, so it needs to have the masaris of na'ara as well, because the parsha is talking about a na'ara, but it's not something that you can make a separate miyut from. So there are either two miyutim in the pasuk or one miyut in the pasuk, but there are three opinions over here. Opinion number one is from the two miyutim, we somehow are mimayit three things, that some mechal Shabbos, over Avod Zara, and behema are all things that are not nitin latzil b'nafsho. According to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, two miyutim and two things that we learn, only behema and Shabbos, but an Avod Zara yitakar latzil. According to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, only one thing that we're able to derive, and that's behema, but that you're not allowed to kill the guy, but you are allowed to kill someone who's about to be mechal Shabbos or Avod Zara. Rabbi Yehuda said that even if the woman says, leave the guy alone, do not kill him, as she's being attacked, then you're not allowed to kill the person who's attacking her. So, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama? Why does the Tanakama think that even if the woman says, leave him alone, that you're still allowed to go ahead and kill him? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. So, Amrava B'makpedes Al Pigma, the case is that the Nara is, she's Makbid on her pagam, she's not willingly participating in this act of znus. He attacked her, but still she wants you to leave him alone so that the attacker doesn't kill her. Because she's afraid that if he doesn't get his way with her, he's going to somehow murder her in this act. So Rabbanan Savri, Apigma Kapit Rachmana, the reason the Torah allows you to kill a rodef is because of the pagam of the Nara, Varemak Pedas Al Pigma, and this pagam is happening, so you got to do something about it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The reason you're allowed to kill someone who's raping a girl, Rachman al-Tzlan, is because we're afraid that she's going to fight so hard that he's going to kill her, that she's going to rather die than be attacked. So, but this woman is telling you, let him be, because I don't want to die. So if you know that her life is not at stake, so Rabbi Yehuda would say, then you're not allowed to kill the guy. There's pagam with an alman al-kohen gadol as well, because she becomes a chalala, so she's forever changed. So how come by an alman al-kohen gadol we don't say nitan latzil b'nafsho? So amleh pigma rabba kapit rachmana pigma zuta lo kapit rachmana. It's a change, but it's halachic change, it's not a physical change, so it's not considered as great of a pagam when it's a situation of an almana l'kohen gadol. Okay, now we move on to a different topic. Chet elu chayev krisos. So we said that you're allowed to be matzil chayev krisos b'nafsham, that someone is about to commit arayos of chayev krisos, so we were matzil b'nafsham. Uriminu, but I'll ask you a stira, are you sure you're allowed to kill someone who's about to commit an arayos of chayev krisos? But we learned in Maseches Ksubos ve'elu naroshi yesh lehen kanas, that the following are girls that if someone attacks them, that they're entitled to a kanas payment from their attacker. Haba ala choso, and on that list is someone who's boiled his own sister. Now a choso is a chiv kares, and if you're allowed to kill someone who's rodef after chayev krisos, so at the time that he's doing this redifa to be ma'anes his sister, he's chayev misa at that time. And the halach is you cannot be mechayev a person misa vitashlum, and you can't be mechayev in money if he's chayev misa. Kam lebidram minei. So why is there a chayev knas if you're allowed to kill him at that time? So that's one question, five answers the Gemara is going to have. Answer number one, Amura ban kamei Rav Chisda. It doesn't come at the same time. Mishas ha'ara'a de pagma iftale miktala. From the moment he already had a tchilas bia, he already had the ha'ara'a, that's the chiv misa's over. You no longer have the right to kill. Remember we said that if you show up too late and the act already happened, you can't then kill the rapist. You can only do it to prevent him from committing. So already at the hara, the crime has already been done, so you're not allowed to kill him anymore. But the chi of kanas only comes at the gemar bia, which comes later, so they don't come simultaneously, and therefore he could be chayv the kanas. Well, that works very well if you assume that ha'ara for which he's already chayv for the rape, and you would be the borderline of when it's too late to kill him, if that just means nishika sever. But if hara means some level of penetration, well then it does come at the same time, because the chi of knas comes at that very same time of Hachnasa Satara. So that can't be the answer according to that opinion. So Ela Amar Rav Chisda, a second possibility. Kigon Shabal La Shalo Kedarka. In Ksubas it's talking about where he was Baal or Shalo Kedarka. So there's no heter to be, meaning that previously he was Baal or Shalo Kedarka. So she was already Paguma, and therefore there's no heter to be Matzil her with the Nefesh of the Rodef. And then V'chazru Baal La Kedarka. And then this Bia is a Bia Kedarka, and for this Bia he's going to be Chayiv the Knas. A Rava Amar, a third answer. That the case is that she's saying, leave the Baal alone because I'm afraid he's going to kill me. And we're assuming, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that in such a case, Ein Matzilin Osa B'Nafsho, Osa B'Nafsho, that you wouldn't save her with the Nefesh of the Rodef, and therefore he's not Chayiv Misa at that moment. And if he's not Chayiv Misa at that moment, then he can be Chayiv Eknas. Rav Papa Amar, B'Mafuta B'Divrei Hakol, that the case is that she was a willing participant, and you don't have to assume we're going like a Das Yachid. And Abaye Amar, the fifth and final answer, that B'Yachol HaHatzil Bechon Me'evarav, Rabbi Yonason Ben Shalhi, Titania, Rabbi Yonason Ben Shalom, Rodev Shai, Rodev Achavir Lahargo, V'Yachol HaTzil Bechon Me'evarav, V'Lo Hitzil Neragalav, that whenever you have the ability to save the person, not by killing somebody, but just by taking out his leg, by doing something, you got to do that. And if you kill him anyway, then you're Chayiv Misa for that. So this guy was not Chayiv Misa at the time that he was being Ma'anes to this woman. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with my time with Rabbi Yonason Ben Shalhi. Everyone have a wonderful day, a good L'Chedesh, and a good Shabbos. Okay, good.